two are bad friends.
Who are these two idiots?
A white dude and an Asian dude.
You two are disgusting.
Well, you two are something.
We're bad friends.
Welcome back to Bad... What's up? Welcome to Bad Friends.
Welcome back to Bad Friends. What's up?
How's everyone doing?
Are you okay?
Well, I had to disinfect the inside of the mask.
Yeah.
And now it's really, like, chemically in here.
We got sent these masks, and they're giving me a full-on panic attack.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, when you make the slits slantier than my slanty slits...
I think it's pretty accurate. I think it's pretty dead on.
No, they slanted them out.
I think the accuracy is right on the money.
I only have half vision. I had half vision before, but now I have like...
Are my eyes okay?
No, your eye hole isn't in the eyes. I don't know what you're doing.
Where's my eyes? Is this my nose?
Yeah,
my eyes are in the right place.
They are? You can see me?
Yeah, I see you fine.
Oh.
Can you see me?
I can totally see you.
You can?
Yeah.
Just look through the mouth. You can look through the mouth if you can't see much. All right, I'm taking this off.
Why?
This is creeping me out. It's creeping me out so much.
It is?
It's like looking at you with that is grossing me and creeping me out.
Oh, you're just crazy. Yeah.
All right. Thank you for the masks.
Yo, Bad Friends, welcome back. Thank you so much for the masks, Gianna and Keenan. Very cool of them.
Gianna and Keenan, guys, it's dead on almost.
Fear Fuel Masks.
They're really nice.
At Fear Fuel Masks.
Oh, so it's a company that makes masks.
Yeah, Fear Fuel Masks.
So you could just send in your photo and they'll make masks?
I hope so. I don't know. They just did that for us as a gift. I think they.
I don't know how they got my fucking cheeks right.
Just the right amount of sugar and spice and everything nice,
no,
baby.
No, I'm just saying, honestly... How from a photo can you get the cheeks?
Because I think you have a very specific type of cheek. They're I'm treading lightly here.
Yeah, well.
Well, it's just very.
What do you mean specific?
Your
type
cheeks,
of cheek.
Yeah, it's your cheeks. Kind of, they look like bow. You know,
bow.
Bow. Yeah, you know, bow.
The food?
Yeah, bow.
Yeah,
it looks like bow.
Yeah.
It has the same kind of perfect little plumpness to it. Where I know there's some liquid in there. There might be some meat.
Yeah.
But I do know that there's liquid inside of there.
Yeah.
You're a little dumpling. Your face is dumpling cheeks.
Pull up your mask. Yeah.
This is my mask.
Yeah, yeah. I don't understand how they got... You know what?
I have sugar in my hair.
Yeah. You know what rat leather is?
Rat leather?
Yes.
Is it what your mom uses to make your clothes when you were a kid?
No, rat leather is similar to the stankiness of your mom's vagina.
Okay.
I mean, you started with my mom.
You always say
you really hurt me just now.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did. You hit my eye.
You always say disgusting stuff about my mom.
You just attacked my mom.
I knew when you said rat leather, you were coming after my mom. I knew it.
No, your skin. But then you turned into a mom fight, and then all of a sudden I had to go there.
I'm sorry.
I have to win.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Why do you MAGAs resort to violence all the time?
Because you people don't understand.
Okay. Why do you resort to violence all the
I
time?
I had to throw this at you because the mom stuff, it's enough.
I love your mom.
Bobby?
I do.
Bobby?
She's my favorite.
Bobby?
You know what, if I ever see your mom? You know what
Bobby?
You know what I'm going to do?
Bobby.
I'm going to buy her candles. Whoa, what's so fucking... I'm going to buy her candles.
Yeah, I'm waiting.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to buy her a Burke Williams, right?
She doesn't go to that spa.
Gift certificate?
Fine.
But they have one in Chicago, no?
I'm sure they do.
Yeah. I'll get her one.
Okay.
I'm going to get her a $500 pass.
Okay.
So they do the seaweed wrap, right?
Mm-hmm.
Steam, all that stuff, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I'm going to send her to... Are you going to get violent?
No!
You're not going to get violent?
No.
I'm gonna also have her go a day trip into the stables. Horseback.
Do you want to see your head busted open for real? I'll do it.
Okay, forget the stables. The horseback riding.
Okay.
What? Why are you so angry about that?
I didn't sleep last night.
I didn't either. That well.
I had nightmares.
Why?
All night long.
Why?
Vince Vaughn was in my nightmare.
I love him.
I'm not kidding.
Big fan.
He was chasing me.
He does that.
He was chasing me and yelling at me.
Yeah.
All I really wanted to do was start this episode on a good foot with the masks.
We did.
And say thank you. And also, today,
yeah,
is Rudy's birthday.
Rudy's birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Rudy.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
How old are you?
19.
Oh, Andre, we did it.
Oh man! All right, so hold on. Yeah. I don't know. Do you guys make wishes in the Philippines?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you blow out your candles and do the same thing in the Philippines? All right. So I don't know. I don't know what they do over there. I don't know if they hit a squirrel for good luck. I don't know. All right. So close your eyes and make a nice wish that you really, really mean.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. We're gonna look the other way because we don't want to jinx it. Go ahead. Okay.
But wait.
Wait one second. Before you do,
if you don't blow out all the candles in one try.
I can't do that.
I'm telling you right now.
The wish doesn't come through.
Yeah, no, George will die.
Oh, don't blow them all out.
Yeah. George will die.
If you can't blow them out in one swift, woof, then George dies and you don't get your wish.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, what if that's her wish?
That could be a wish.
Whoa.
That's heavy.
All right, dude.
That's heavy shit.
So either way, I guess it's a win-win.
Yeah, so ready?
Okay.
Oh, damn it.
What did you wish for?
Anime.
Don't tell us! That ruined. You can't tell.
You ask me!
Yes, but you never tell. That's the rule.
Yeah.
It wasn't the right wish, so it's fine.
All right.
That's very clever.
Okay, what was the fake wish then? For anime stuff?
Yeah.
Well, Tito, Andrew.
And Bobby.
No, just me. I got you a gift.
And Bobby.
Here. No, Bobby
Happy
had nothing. Bobby had literally nothing to do with this, and you know it, and you know it, and you know
Happy
it.
Birthday, sweetheart.
Bobby had nothing to do with it, and you know it.
Thank you.
Well, who's on the cover of the package? Show your camera who's on the cover. Rude.
Hunter.
You still like them, right? I sound like an uncle.
Oh my God.
Still like those guys, right? if the bow is too tight, we can scissors it. We can just cut that. Oh, there it is. All right. So what's inside the bag? I'm excited. What is it? What do we got? A few gifts. Start off with Hunter face mask.
Wow, that's cool.
Very cool. And Hisoka's on there. And then, what is that?
Are they nunchucks?
It's funny. She never knows how to get close to the mic, but she'll hit it with all the stuff to make it louder.
Crazy. It's insane.
What is this?
Bobby guessed nunchucks, which is a good guess.
Yeah, chopsticks.
Could be even better guess.
Oh, a scroll.
Oh,
that's cool.
Show the camera so they can.
A Hunter.
Hunter. It's like I don't know. What do you call that? A little banner? I figured you could hang it up right there. We could hang it up at your desk.
Yeah.
Maybe over George's face. And then last but not least, I got you two.
Oh, thank you, Tito.
So there's two of those. The redheaded one looks like me. And then who's the other guy? Do you know these guys are from the volleyball show?
Yeah,
what's it called?
Haikyuu.
I know. I knew that when I ordered it.
You did.
It's Haikyuu.
Did you order it or did you go to Tokyo Town today?
I went to
Tokyo Town today.
And it's unbelievable.
I went to Little Tokyo today and I was
Andrew,
me
Andrew,
and my wife were so
Andrew,
excited to get you
Andrew,
gifts today and the anime store was so fun.
Andrew.
Bob.
It is so annoying that I ordered that shit 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Online.
Uh-huh.
And then you're fucking claiming it.
Shout out to the anime store downtown. How cool is that?
Jules, you know that he did not go to fucking Japantown today.
I think he did.
Yeah, I definitely did. I went to Tokyo. I went to Little Tokyo
it's
today.
Fucking unbelievable, you.
And by the way, I forgot how good the food is. What'd you
get down there?
What do you think I got down there?
Ramen.
Sush.
Oh, sush?
Sush and rum.
Did you go to what? Hama's?
No, Hama's good, though. They were closed.
Oh.
Pandy.
The
doors were closed.
It was?
I don't understand. Half of the restaurants were open and half weren't open.
Yeah.
Really kind of broke my heart.
Yeah.
But anyway, so what are the names of those two guys? Because I don't even know.
This is Kageyama.
Tell her to.
And this is Hinata.
No. What, you just, listen, honestly, you're 19 now.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, right? I think that, you know, when you were 18, I thought, you know, I'm not going to really be so hard on her
yeah.
in terms of just doing simple things.
Right.
Like talking to a mic.
Right, right, right.
But
seems
I think
simple.
19 is enough.
I think
right?
that's a cutoff.
So see, listen, okay?
Yeah.
Look at my finger.
Okay.
Your mouth should be in this distance.
Yeah, right on it.
Okay.
Right on it.
Okay.
All right,
okay.
So tell us who it is.
Yeah.
This one is Kageyama.
Kageyama.
He's the setter.
Uh-huh.
For the volleyball.
Is he your favorite? Who's your favorite?
This one.
Oh, the one that looks like me.
Kageyama, let me pull up Kageyama again.
Wait, there's a little stand for him. It sits upright in the little thing. You don't have to do it right now, but you see how there's a plastic
yeah.
thing?
Yeah.
And then, so that's Kageyama, and who's the other man?
Hinata.
Hinata. And what is he on the team?
He's the middle blocker.
Oh, that's what I was.
Yeah. So that's looks like me and Andrew.
Yeah.
In the show, the Asian one, the one with the dark hair.
They're all Asian.
The redheaded one is Asian, too. I've got way more flavor
what?
Than you know, dude.
Yeah, yeah, really?
I ran my 21 and me, or whatever it is, 48 and me,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
89 and me, 69
yeah.
and me.
Yeah.
Guess what?
What?
16% Irish. I'm barely Irish. I thought I was a lot. 12% Nigerian. 6% Korean. 48% Moldovan. I'm Korean, dude.
You're not Korean, man.
I am. I'll show you the 86 and me.
No.
I'll prove it.
A Korean person's penis isn't translucent.
It's the same size as a Korean person's penis.
I know, but yours is like those.
It's a jellyfish. It's glow.
Yeah,
you
it's
can see
disgusting.
Right through it. Some people like it because then you can see what's going on inside of it.
No, I don't need to know. I don't need to be in science class when I'm sucking your dick. you know what I mean? I want all
You're
that
right.
stuff sheathed.
Yeah, you want it sheathed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I got it. So happy birthday, Rude.
Thank you, Tito Andrew.
Yes.
I really love it.
Yes, well, I'm happy that you like it. I actually,
you know, I'm glad
you know how,
you did that.
You know what I said to the yeah. to the girl there?
What?
This is actually annoying. I asked the guy, I said, hey, I'm looking for my niece for a gift. She loves Hunter Hunter, and she loves Hisoka. And the guy there goes, oh, I don't think we have any Hisoka stuff left. And then the girl says, oh, your niece loves Hisoka? Yeah, and then she shows me those things. Then she goes, does she like, what's the volleyball show?
Haikyuu.
Does she like Haikyuu? I go, you bet she does. No idea. Was praying. I was like,
really?
I was like, please like Haikyuu.
Yeah, yeah.
And then she said, which of the five figures, the five main people do you like, or six main people do you like?
Yeah.
And I picked the redhead because of me, and the other one because he looks a little bit like you.
Right.
And the girl goes, oh, those are very popular characters. So we picked right. The other guys aren't as popular, right, huh?
Yeah, but I still love them.
You like them anyway.
Yeah, but who's your... Honestly, is your favorite one in there or no?
He's my favorite.
That guy is.
The redheaded one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy.
It's amazing. That's
amazing. It's crazy.
So happy birthday, Rude.
Thank you.
Back to you for real. I didn't sleep last night, and I know you haven't been sleeping.
Yeah. Is it dreams?
Just nightmares, dude.
Yeah.
Crazy nightmares. But, like, they're not consistent. One thing is something, and then it moves to another part. Then it moves to another part. And I tried to look them up, and my aunt had one of these friends that used to read dreams.
Yeah.
I sent her an email, and, you know, it's like...
Yeah, it's so funny. They say that nightmares and dreams are only 7 seconds long or something.
And the rest of your sleep is just you don't remember.
I don't know, but, like, I've had, like, voyages, like... expeditions in my dreams. How are those only 7 seconds long?
Some of them I can plan out. Like, I was in the house the other night.
Yeah.
I could tell you room to room almost precisely what was going on in each room. And, like, I remember walking up the stairs, and it's probably because it reminds me of my old friend Matt's house. They had one of those landings. You know, a stair that has a landing, it looks down into the house.
Yeah.
And I remember how creepy it looked, and someone was yelling. I could really, like, map it out. 7 seconds seems way too short.
Yeah, and then you'll have dreams. Somebody will appear in your dream, have a cameo that you've never thought about in 30 years.
Why was Vince Vaughn in my dream? Vince Vaughn was in my dream.
Yeah, it's like I'll be dreaming and I'm like, Craig? Right?
Craig Robinson?
No.
He's
Craig
on the
Crawford.
PM.
Craig Crawford,
yeah.
My friend from middle school.
And he just popped in.
He's just be in the closet like cooking something.
He's like, beef stew?
Yeah, like, and I'll be like, what are you doing here, Craig?
But they don't really talk for some reason. I can never get an answer out of these
Craig
people.
Craig doesn't have any lines, but he's definitely... in the show, you know what I mean?
That's the best to think. He's like, he's background.
He's background, but still, it's like, why would it? And it's like, you'll also, people that you don't like will be your friend in it.
That's I hate that.
That's
when you
weird.
Like are getting along with your enemies.
Oh, right.
In your dreams.
Yeah,
like,
it's like.
That creeps me out. I don't like it.
Kevin Shea? What are we skiing for? You know what I mean? And Kevin's like, you know, come on down the slope.
There'll be those hot chocolate down
yeah,
there.
Yeah, and you're all right, Kevin. And meanwhile, if I was conscious,
yeah,
I'll kill him.
Yeah,
yeah.
But
yeah.
You get down there. He's got hot chocolate for you
yeah,
by the
we're
fire,
like laughing, and you know what I mean.
You go to drink a cup of hot chocolate, and it's Eric Griffin. It's just melted in there,
right? And then we do the hot dog thing where we're like biting each end, and yeah. We bite and we kiss at the end. Yeah. I mean, it's like why do dreams do that?
I don't know.
Maybe it's my subconscious telling me to make up with him. Or...
No. No, it's that you've thought about him in the past certain amount of time.
Yeah, but why are we skiing together?
Because it's a metaphor for something. You know what's so annoying about Def Jam?
What?
None of them were deaf. Not one of those black comics was deaf. And I wanted them to put on one deaf black comic. You know?
Great to be here.
Can you say great to be here on a deaf comic show?
Yeah. Great to be here. Great to be here.
That's your first joke.
Great to be
they
here.
Still do, they still do the material, right?
Yeah.
Black people's butts are much higher up than white people's butts.
Right. You know what I mean? Like they still
bitches be crazy.
Why is that funny to me?
I don't know. I don't know. It's so stupid. It's such a dumb joke that I'm making.
Yeah.
We're meeting. So, look, I've got you a meeting with a sleep expert. Because, look, the internet, the fans are worried. So, I've got you a meeting with a sleep expert. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Dr. Jay Corsandi. He is an expert in all things helping Bobby with his sleep troubles.
Yeah.
So, Dr. Corsandi, why don't you... take it from here because we're worried about Bob's.
Dr. Costanza, I have to say that I'm not worried about it, and everyone's like being crazy around me.
Yeah,
I'm fine with it. I've always slept the way I've slept. I have when I sleep, my girlfriend records me when I sleep,
mm-hmm.
And you just see that it's crazy what I do. I'll go like this when I'm sleeping.
Ugh, gross. As if it's already not hard to date.
I know, but I make that noise when I'm sleeping, and she records me, right? And whenever I see it, I laugh because I go, "What the fuck am I doing? Why do I do that?" You know, when I'm asleep.
Is that a sign of anything, Dr. Corsandi?
So when he said
pussy,
that
am I eating pussy in the? I just feel like I'm eating pussy in the dream.
You should do it more in real life.
Yeah.
So you know. I see a lot of patients that come in, especially guys, and they say, you know, it's not a problem. It doesn't bother me. It bothers somebody else. So in some ways, it could be indirectly bothering you because the girlfriend could be suffering from this.
She is.
Yeah.
Trust me, she is.
She is suffering. But why am I making that
right.
noise?
Yeah, so that's
sleeping.
Called mouth breathing. And do you wake up with a dry mouth or do you have water by the bed or any of that going on?
Well, here's the thing. I try not to drink water, a lot of water, before I go to bed.
Because I was going to say, are you doing a lot of bathroom trips at night as well? Okay.
Yeah,
so here's the thing. And you know, I would say you probably do want to be a little bit worried about this because most of my patients, I'd say 90% are guys, 40 to 50. And I think you fall in that demographic as well.
That's you.
What happens? Yeah.
Yeah,
when
49.
We turn 40, well, I call it menopause. And what's happening is we're getting a big testosterone drop. Typically, there's a partner or spouse involved, sometimes kids, you know, family, work, stress, life, and then weight tends to start creeping up.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is that constricts the airway. And that's what I specialize in is what's called airway management or sleep disordered breathing. So snoring and sleep apnea. And as you start to develop more snoring and sleep apnea, that's when the health concerns are going to start spiking. You know, things like elevated blood pressure, type 2 diabetes. I know you guys are a little bit more degenerate on this show, so we could talk about libido loss. A lot of guys come in and say they can't get it up as much anymore. They're taking Viagra, stuff like that. So these are problems.
Well, you know, I used to be a fuck machine in Rabbit Time, USA, 2020, all day long. You know what I mean?
It was a drill.
I used to go, pa, 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 like
a and how you going now?
Mouse. But,
Hands free.
Now it's like sloth style. It takes me about 45 minutes to an hour to get in the hole. You know what I mean? And then when I'm in there, it's just like, you know, I don't even go up and down anymore. I go like a hula hoop.
Yeah, it goes around and around and around.
And I do it real slow. And then sorry for saying this, Jules, but.
No, put your fingers in your ears.
Yeah.
Put your fingers in your ears.
Last night.
If you can.
I made love to Kalila and I just said, I just whispered in her ear, I go, I'm just going to lay on my back.
Aww.
And she goes, You want me to do
all the work?
I got everything. All right. So I laid on my back, and she's just, you know what I mean, does her DAO, right?
Yeah.
And then.
And yeah, oh, you're sleeping in the middle?
Yeah, and I fall asleep.
So that's the big problem. You know, your mouth breathing, that's a dry mouth, that sound that you make, and that, you know, those are all going to cause sleep loss for you. And research has shown that partners of people who snore on average lose an hour of sleep a night.
And then, is there death stuff involved? I wanted to really scare him with you. Like, can he have a stroke? Can he have a heart attack? Like, because I have to let you know is like, he's a reckless human being.
4 times likelihood of a stroke. Those are the 2 biggest ones. If you make it long enough, then you're looking at what's called neurocognitive decline, which is Alzheimer's, dementia, you know, brain capacity, function loss. So these things tend to slow down. And the reason this stuff happens is because poor sleep is an inflammatory process. When we're not rejuvenating, we're not restoring. If we're snoring at night, that's keeping our brain from getting into deeper stages of sleep. So it's just like if you have your phone and you plug it in a charger that's really beat up wire, you're not going to recharge as well, which means you're not going to function the next day. But ultimately, it's going to...
All right, Dr. Shahjahan, what do we do here?
What can we do to help him out? Does he need a sleep apnea machine?
So the first step in something like this is a sleep study. I mean, basically, find out what's going on at night.
See, So my doctor, Dr. Kawashiri,
What's his name?
Dr. Kawashiri.
Is he a sleep doctor? Or just a doctor?
He's my doctor.
He's a general practitioner.
He's general.
Okay. Well, this gentleman is specific.
I understand that, but I was talking to. I know. I'm just going to tell you a story.
You just let Kawashiri know that we're a little bit advanced. Just remind him.
I'll let him know, but he's very good.
Well,
if you look him up, he's very good.
We will Google him.
Okay.
But go ahead.
So, he does Fred Durst, everybody. Yeah. I just made that up. I just had to defend Dr. Kawashiri for a second. But we talked to Dr. Kawashiri before the pandemic. And he goes, you need to have a sleep study.
Yep.
And I go, I'm out. I'm like, what study? I'm not going to come here and try to sleep. I need wires stuck to my
eyebrows. So here's the deal. The old traditional way, old school way of doing sleep studies, you'd have to pack a bag, go spend the night at a facility or a hospital.
They're
portable. They're take home. They're even shippable. We actually just send them to your house. You do it at night, and then you ship it back to us, and then we plug it in the computer, and we get the reports. Super easy.
Perfect. You can ship it to us and we can use it and you can ship it back. We can ship it back to you
long.
And find the results. Okay.
Oh.
All right, brother. Have a good day. Uh-huh. Thanks, man. Bye.
Blue Chew. This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. I'm telling you right now, Andrew, Blue Chew really does work. I've used it in my own personal life.
Same.
As soon as I choo-choo on it, man, I get erect-erecty, and I go right into business, man.
So I've used the stuff that you get at the gas station that's really sad and embarrassing, and I'll never do that again because Blue Chew is the perfect thing to use when you're looking to get an extra oomph. Blue Chew brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. You can take them anytime. Day or night, full stomach, empty, whenever you're ready to rock and roll, baby. How do you get it, Bob?
You get it by Blue Chew is prescribed online by a licensed physician, so you don't have to go to the doctor's office or wait in line at a pharmacy. And it's shipped right to your door in a discreet package.
And guess what? They're made right here in the U.S. of A, baby.
Yeah.
They ship direct. They're cheaper than a pharmacy, and you don't have to wait in a doctor's office because I know that's uncomfortable. Nobody likes going to the doc. We have a special offer for our listeners. Go to Blue Chew, blue like the color, BLUE, bluechew.com. Get your first shipment for free when you use our promo code BADFRIENDS. Pay $5 for shipping and handling. Again, spell it for him, Bob.
BLUEchew.com, promo code BADFRIENDS. Try it for free.
Blue Chew is the better, cheaper choice. We thank them for sponsoring the podcast. By the way, guys, if you support them, they support us. That's how this thing keeps moving. You make it possible. So be sure to use the promo code BADFRIENDS at bluechew.com.
DoorDash! DoorDash has saved my life during the pandemic, Andy.
Same, sweetheart.
I use DoorDash pretty much every day.
We use it pretty often. You use it a little bit more than I do,
every day.
I do use it very, very often.
I love Chinese food.
Same.
I get pizzas from it.
Thai is our favorite to order.
I love getting Mexicans.
You like to get a Mexican food.
Yeah, yeah.
The real stuff. That's what we have here in Southern California. DoorDash is the app that brings the food that you're craving right to your door immediately. You know it. You probably heard of it. It's incredible. If you have a restaurant near you and you want the food, get DoorDash. They'll give it to you.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to get up off your couch. You don't have to do anything. 300,000 partners in the U.S., Puerto Rico, Canada, Australia. Support your restaurants. We've talked about this, no joke. Bobo has done a great job staying at home during the pandy, and supporting restaurants. He's probably paid a couple of mortgages through DoorDash.
Yep.
They've gotten food of all kinds. It's easy. It's simple.
It's contactless, and it's like
Safe.
It's safe.
It's very safe. If you're looking for something safe and delicious, you're hungry, do yourself a favor and get DoorDash. Our listeners are getting $5 off their first order of $15 or more, and zero delivery fees for the
Holy
first month,
moly.
Which is great because I paid so much money in delivery
Holy
fees.
Moly.
Download the DoorDash app and enter the code BADFRIENDS. That's $5 off your first order and zero
Don't
delivery fees.
Don't forget that code, BADFRIENDS, for $5 off your first order with DoorDash.
That's right. Zero delivery fees for a month when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store and enter the code BADFRIENDS. Don't forget, BADFRIENDS, $5 off your first order, zero delivery fees for the first month with DoorDash.
My eye still hurts right here. My eye still hurts.
From what?
From you throwing the mask at my face.
I didn't throw the mask at your face.
You did.
No, I didn't.
You did. It's on tape.
You got a little cut.
Do I really?
Yeah. Little tiny cut right above your eye. Seriously, right on your eyelid, actually. I see it now.
Yeah, you did that.
Isn't that cool?
It's fucked up.
What does that mean?
That you would fucking attack me.
No, but what does that mean to you?
What means to me?
That little cut, what does that mean? Let it go, man. It's gone. It's over.
It's not.
No, it already happened. It doesn't matter, right?
It doesn't mean that.
It's in the past, right?
No, what it means to me is...
It doesn't even matter. Things don't even matter, right?
Yeah. Can I answer you or
not? That cut represents... That cut represents every time that you said something about my mom, every time you were late and complained, every time you acted like a baby about something. That's what that little tiny, minuscule nothing cut. The way that you go, why do you get frustrated at nothing? That cuts a little nothing, too. It doesn't even exist. Mm. Can't let it bother you.
It doesn't bother,
it's also a reminder. It's a hint.
Yeah.
Hey, fuck with me, and I'll fuck you up. I'll give you bigger cuts. I have more stuff to throw at you.
I know, but now...
You push me to the edge.
All right, you
push me to the edge. On your birthday, you called me a puss and then dared me to throw the cake, and everything in my power wanted me to throw the cake and also... anime and punch through the cake and kill you and just like fold in your head with my fist.
Yeah, but why does it go to violence?
Because there's no other way to get through to you.
Violence is the only way to get through to somebody.
For me to get through to you, not to somebody.
Yeah.
I'm never violent with Rudy. I would never.
Yeah.
Because she's conscious and aware and thoughtful, you know?
Mm. So you have to resort to violence, okay.
With you.
Yeah, I know.
I have to resort to violence with you.
That you don't. You don't have to.
I do, because it reminds you of things that you shouldn't be doing.
No, it doesn't. What it does is it makes me want to double down.
And then I'm going to hit you harder.
I know. And then it's going to end up us not being friends, and it's going to get ugly. So why don't you stop with the violence?
No, why don't you stop with the shit?
Like, what did I do?
Everything.
I brought up rat leather, right? To
Precisely.
Talk about your skin.
Because I knew.
Then you talked to about my mom, and then I attacked you. About your mom.
That's right, and then I had to retaliate.
I know, but because you started with the mom stuff.
Because you've unsolicited mom stuff at me all the time.
Yeah.
You do it all the time. Mm. So I just had to hit you. I didn't mean to make you bleed. And I did think hitting you with a soft mask wasn't going to hurt. Mm. But something caught you right in the eye. And maybe that's God. Maybe that's Jesus going,
God, hurt him. God, no. It was the devil.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, it's dark shit that you have to work out. You're very angry.
I'm working it out.
Yeah.
But with you, you make it really hard.
No one's ever assaulted me.
That is so not true.
Who?
I've seen you get assaulted at the Comedy Store multiple times.
Who?
Multiple people have punched you.
One.
Okay.
Ari Shaffir.
Yeah, and you deserved it.
Really? Do you know why he did it?
You called him an ugly Jew bag.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
That's
you said you're a dirty Jew. Because you and he goes, you don't
he
like Jewish
me,
people, and you said
me,
no.
No, he called me. Yeah. Right. Because Natasha Leggero had cheated on him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
With who?
With Ron Peterson.
I don't know who that is.
Ron Peterson was a Canadian actor. He was Martin Short's friend. Canadian actor. You know the story, right?
I do know the story.
Then how come why do I have to tell you?
Because some of the people don't know the story.
All right. So let's just go back. Right? So Ron Peterson was an actor on Mad TV when I was on Mad TV. And he was at the store with me. He saw Natasha Leggero go up in the belly room. And he goes, I want to penetrate her. And I go, she's seeing my friend Ari. And then I went down to the OR to do my set. He stayed up there. And when she got off stage, he got her number. She left Ari.
Mm.
And then Ari comes to me and he says, can you break into Ron Peterson's office at Fox steal his email and then forward it to me. He goes, I'm not breaking into somebody's fucking office to do that. Then he said, if you don't do it, you're the one that set them up, and I'll fucking kill you.
That's not nice.
Yeah, so that's the kind of shit you would do.
That's not
crazy.
True.
Violence.
You're so crazy.
I know. So
first
don't
of all,
go there.
First of all,
don't go there.
I'm sorry about the cut.
Yeah.
I'm not sorry about throwing the mask. That you deserved. The cut. I didn't mean to hurt you.
Okay.
But I did want to hit you with it because I thought that was fun. Because it's a. This is like a symbolic of me.
Don't throw anything at my face again.
I'm gonna throw stuff at you if I want to. You break all of my requests and rules, so...
What are your requests and rules? Let's just start there.
Everything.
I think our friendship's on the line now.
Okay.
All right, so let's start there.
Okay.
So what is the problem? You have resentment. Let's do that.
How about not being so disrespectful of me and or my time?
Okay, so today, right?
Like not texting me back or not answering my calls, even if it's just like a, oh, okay, cool.
Okay. Matt Rife wants you to do his stand-up shows. You interested? I respond, I'm not performing until we have vaccine.
Right
on.
That's the last one I texted you.
What's the problem there?
That's just one.
Yeah.
Let's go through the other scroll of how many blues are on my side and no response on your end.
Okay, so...
I'll go through it too.
Bobo. I don't know what to say to that.
When somebody says, hey, what's up? You don't know what
That's
to say?
That's what Bobo is?
Is your name Bobo? Do people call you Bobo?
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you mean? Andrew, if you said to me... Hey, Firehead. Hey, Freak, Monster Boy.
But Bobo, let me just say something. When you randomly say somebody's name, Bobo, it's not a question, right?
It's an introduction to a conversation.
It's not a statement in any kind of way. I don't know how to respond to
you
that.
You use a name to start a... Hey, it's like saying, hey. If I go, Rudy, she goes, what? And then we start a fucking conversation.
I know. I just don't know. Oh, so... So basically,
instead of saying, I don't know what you're saying, you don't say shit.
So you say Bobo, then I go, Andrew, right?
You didn't say Bobo.
And then you know what
you didn't.
You know what goes after that?
You didn't.
You know what goes after that?
I'll read what you said.
Us 69ing each other. It's fucking gay. You send me videos. So I'm supposed to go, ha, 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 LOL, LOL, smiley face, emoji. You want to fuck? I mean, what the fuck is this? What are you getting angry? You're getting angry again.
No.
Yeah, you're getting angry again.
No.
We're just having a conversation, okay?
So
the other day you said that I'm late. It upset you, okay?
Every time. You're late
I understand that.
Fucking
but today, right?
Day.
At 3 fucking 30, right? I go, Kalila,
please text Andrew and say
no,
that I'm going to be
late.
I got
to go now. She's like, she goes, you can't go right now. I go, why? Because the fucking Postmates is running late. And she goes, was there not a red truck blocking my car out of the driveway? Right? So I go, holy shit. And I kept telling Kalila, we were almost going to get in a fight. I go, if I'm fucking late, I swear to God, I go, if I'm fucking late, Andrew is going to fucking yell the fuck out of me. She goes, let me text him.
She did text me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right? So that all that shit, I had no control over.
I know, but you know how like when a drug addict is like, no, this time, or like, you know, when someone goes, it was going to be the last bank we robbed, or it was like, it was just that one more time, you know what
okay,
I mean?
But if we, okay,
so my point is this, it's not like this was the one or two or three
let's
times.
Let's go back to the bank robbery. Let's go back to the bank robbery.
Sure.
Okay, you and I are bank robbers, okay?
Yes.
And I look at you and I go, bro.
Hey, I forgot the masks. That's what you would say. Oh, fuck, I forgot the
That's
masks
not the point,
to rob
though.
The
That's
bank.
That's not the point.
Yeah, and I'd go,
no,
how are we going to rob the bank? And
the point was you show up with
these masks.
This is the mask.
You'd go, I got our mask to rob the bank.
I know, but no. What I'm saying is what you're saying that you're saying this is the last bank job we're going to do is the point, right, of this thing?
No, the point is.
And then let me just finish. So you and I, right, rob a bank.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which one?
Whatever.
Chase?
Chase. Right.
Okay.
And you say to me, this is the last one. I go, yeah, all right. We rob the bank, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we have a bunch of money that's going to take care of us for the next 5-10 years.
Great.
That's we're not going to rob a bank, right?
Okay.
And all of a sudden, like, we leave all the money in the trunk of a rental car.
You leave all the money, regardless.
Because
I didn't leave it.
All right, right.
Why did you leave
it
in the Malibu?
And you're yelling at me like, you fucking left it in the Enterprise rental car?
Yeah, you already know the scenario.
And I go, yeah, we have to rob another bank.
Yeah, we would.
That's what this situation is.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we'd rob another bank and we'd get caught. We'd go to prison. We said we had it. If you didn't leave it in the Chevy fucking Malibu and return it to Enterprise rental car.
What you're saying it to me, though, is that we I can't. Listen, today, like, I was late.
I love you so much.
I hate you right now.
I love you.
You hurt me, and I don't like when people physically assault me.
Oh, stop it. It was an accident.
So, honestly, my eye.
I said I'm sorry.
Feels sore.
I said I'm
so let's
sorry.
Let's talk it out, man.
I said I'm sorry.
All right, don't throw anything at my face again.
I said I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you.
Are you gonna throw something at my face again?
I threw this.
Can I throw something at my face?
Plastic.
Again? You gonna throw myself rubber. At my face again? Don't.
All I throw at your face now, from now on, is compliments and love. Okay, Bobby.
So why? Why are you doing it like that?
No, I'm being real.
You're being sarcastic.
No, I'm not.
Let's be real.
It seems
like you have deep-seated resentment
because you bring out the worst in me sometimes.
No, I don't, man.
Yes, you do.
You do it to yourself.
I don't do it to Rudy.
You do it to yourself.
I don't do it to fucking Andres. Fancy B, do I ever get uppity with you and insane?
Mm. See, nothing.
Fancy B?
Yeah, yeah. People know, listen, all right?
Yeah.
I know what kind of person.
Okay, how about this? I'll only hurt men.
Let me just finish.
Yeah, I will probably physically and emotionally hurt men.
You have a temperament.
And I'll fight you and I'll kill you.
We know that.
I want to kill you.
We know that.
Mm-hmm.
You have a temperament, right? You have a certain way about you,
mm-hmm.
right? I accept you the way you are. I really do.
I accept you the way you
as
are.
As long as I don't get physically hurt by you, right? Just let me finish.
Stop pretending
I accept you. I accept you the way you are.
Stop making it like this was an insane violence. I threw a mask at you.
All right, but
you.
I'm scarred for life now.
Oh, shut
like
up.
Like a fucking pirate now. I have a story to tell, right? I got to tell people the story. He threw a fucking Andrew Santino fucking mask at me. Who did it? Andrew Santino!
A funny story nonetheless.
You know,
he threw a mask of his own head at your head?
Yeah, and I'm going to say this right now. If you ever fucking put a scar on my face again, right, you'll see what's coming to you.
What would you do?
Nothing.
I know.
That's the point. Nothing. But that's going to be sad. Because I'll have nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
Go ahead. What you got?
I have nothing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I have nothing.
Get all... Because this is the episode where you get all of it out.
I've done it every episode.
All right, so...
Every episode I tell you what bothers me.
I told you that... Let's fucking finish it off. I told you that, right? That I'm going to do everything I can... to show up here on time. Today I tried.
You did a
the
good
fucking
job.
Red truck fucking was
I
in
understand.
The way. And I was fucking 5 minutes late.
I wasn't even
so
that
sorry.
Bothered by it.
All right, that's number one. Okay.
Yeah.
Number two, what else?
What else do you do?
Yeah, that bothers you.
Oh my God. Can I just email you?
No, tell me now.
No.
You have to.
I can't air it out.
Cut it out. We'll cut it out.
No. No, because you know what the irony is, Bob?
Yeah.
You know what irony is, right?
Yeah.
The irony is, I love you so much. This is real.
Yeah, yeah.
You can cut this out.
Yeah.
I love you so much.
Yeah.
And I care about you. See?
Yeah, that's me absorbing it. I'm sucking it in.
That even the things you do that fucking kill me, I still love about you, and it's a part of our relationship. The toxicity of...
Toxicity?
The toxicity of what it does to me when you do shit that bothers me is probably why I like you.
Yeah.
If you were boring, I probably wouldn't want to be your friend. So ironically, the chaos that is Bobby Lee is why I think I love you.
Right. And that's, you know...
And once in a while...
Yeah.
During the chaos of a tornado,
you
get hit in the fucking head with a mask.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stuff flies everywhere.
Uh-huh.
The truth is, I don't...
Being screamed at?
Being screamed at what?
I enjoy being screamed at.
I know, that's why we're friends.
I know, I enjoy these kind of moments of, like, you know what I mean, hostility and weirdness and resentment and the little chaos.
I don't resent you.
I know, but I'm just saying, I enjoy...
The tension.
The tension of it, right? I strive on it. That's my fucking fuel.
Okay.
To live.
Right. So let's keep it going.
But I don't like being physically harmed.
You're going to go back to this bullshit?
No, I'm just
I already apologize.
I'm just because we're not going to talk about it again. I'm just telling you what I do and don't like.
I know what you okay, don't. Nobody likes to get hit in the face with a mask.
Right.
I'm so well aware.
I just don't like it.
Okay.
You know, I don't like being, you know, I like being called a gook. I like being like, you know what I mean?
I don't call you that.
I know, I'm just saying, I'm just telling you what I do like.
So I can from now on.
No. I'm just saying, it doesn't, you know what I mean? I like confrontation in that way.
Right.
Right? People, you're lazy, you're fat, you nothing, you're good for nothing, all that stuff that you do, right?
What?
I enjoy.
You're insane. Right? I only
you have nothing. You're a nothing
I
person.
I compliment you right? constantly.
So I'm saying that I can handle any of that shit, right? What I can't handle, right, is I don't want to die or I don't want to get scarred.
I wouldn't hurt you.
Right.
I wouldn't really hurt you.
You're that type of guy.
No, so I wouldn't.
I beg you. Honestly. No, honestly. Can I just go here? And I'll get on my knees. I'll get on my fucking knees, man. I'll get on my knees. Please, don't physically hurt me again. Okay? I apologize. Please, sir. Don't hurt me again, okay?
I'll think about it.
No, be real. To say it right now.
I already told you.
Honestly, please don't do it again. Please. Don't do it again.
I promise
okay,
I won't.
Okay.
For comedic purposes, yeah. You do know right now would be the best time for me to throw this mask at you again.
Policy Genius. Oh my God, I love Policy Genius because I like to save money and I want to know what the best possible price is for insurances.
Yeah, it's hard. Look, if you have a car or you live in a home, you can do both. Looking around for insurances is rough. It's not fun.
Yeah, it's
it's a bummer and you don't know what to do. Policy Genius saves home and auto customers an average of $1,000 a year by shopping around to a bunch of different rates. All you have to do is go to policygenius.com.
Answer a few questions about yourself and your property, and then boom.
Boom, they do the rest. They load up and compare rates. They show you. They go, this guy, this guy, this guy, this guy, this guy.
Yeah.
And then you can find out which one works the best for you. Licensed experts, they show you how to maximize the savings.
It also has a 5-star rating across 1,600 reviews on Trustpilot and Google.
That's right, man. They're doing a great job over there. I'm a big proponent of this. You like saving money, which we do over here at Bad Friends. If you're a homeowner, go over to policygenius.com. Get started. All you got to do, answer that. Then they save you money on home and auto, an average of $1,000 a year by re-shopping around your plans. Policy Genius, when it comes to insurance, it's nice to get it right.
Harry's! Oh, my God. I love Harry's. You know what? I like high-quality razors.
Yes.
And I also don't like, you know, trying to search the town to find them, right? I love Harry's because it delivers right to your door. And, you know, I get Harry's, and I love shaving your back.
Well, I get Harry on my back, and
his back is nasty.
Well, when you shave it, when we got Harry's, it was worth it. we got some razors.
Yeah.
And it worked, and it's nice and smooth now.
And it's founded by these two guys, Jeff and Andy, and they were best friends.
Yep.
And they realized that they were overpaying for razors.
As all men do.
Yeah. And then they created this design, and it's like,
well, what Harry's is doing is they want people to have access to something that's convenient, that's nice, that's high quality, but it's not going to rip you off. Like so many razors, you go to the store to buy them, it's disgusting.
Yeah.
These are sharper, they're nicer, and they're saying that everyone is
well, they're the steel that they use is from Sweden,
yeah,
and they own the whole entire manufacturing process. From R&D to the factory to floor, and it's so they can see the process. You know how sometimes like people make stuff and they just go to China and
yeah, like
they
I don't know where they're
the
from.
Process. Yeah. These are hands-on guys.
Yeah, they know exactly what they're making. They're exactly what they're giving you. So if you're a fellow who likes to shave any part of your body, really, it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
me is my back. That's what I like. And Bobby shaves right here under his little chin and on his cheeks.
And Harry's these guys, good. They confidently stand by their blades with 100% money back guarantee. On harrys.com.
That's incredible. And for our listeners, honestly, new U.S. customers can redeem a Harry's trial set at harrys.com/badfriends for just
$3. Oh my
God. You'll get a 5-blade razor featuring their new sharper blades, weighted ergonomic handle, foaming shave with gel and aloe, a travel cover to protect the blade when you're on the go. If you need a razor, just go to harrys.com/badfriends and redeem your trial offer today.
And also, can I just say this?
Bobby, shut up.
I love you too.
Yes.
But let me just say this, okay? Yeah. And just since we're doing this, Jules, don't fucking look at me that way. Because when I was in the car with you, right?
Okay.
When I was in the car with you, with some nice music on, right? What did I say to you and you laughed?
You said, I love you.
And what did you? What was your response?
I laugh.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you not love him?
No,
she doesn't. And so now, since we're doing this right now,
We're doing it.
We're doing it right now, right? That hurt. You threw a mask in my face, too, in the car.
An emotional
you
mask.
You also laughed.
Because of your response. You know what your response was? Nice music was playing, right? You know what I mean? And I just kind of was driving, and I looked at her, and I go, you know what? I love you. And she goes, she was eating a sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, what? That's what she says. So then I put down the volume, and I go, I just said I love you. And she went like this. She made this face. And then her response, their face made me laugh. Like, what the fuck? All right, I don't love you. What the fuck? Right? And then we both laughed. But right. So that's the truth. Right? What you did was hurtful. You threw a mask at me earlier. Okay?
That's what it really is.
Yeah. No.
This didn't even hurt that much.
It did.
That hurt.
Ooh,
Stop touching your eyes.
It hurts. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. The last thing is, I get weirded out when.
I'm ready. Whatever it is.
Yeah. Please. All right. I get weirded out when friends send me cute memes.
What did I send you?
Videos or something to, let's giggle about something together. You know what I mean? Like schoolgirls.
What did I send you?
I don't know what that is. I didn't even watch it. Right. But it's like whenever somebody
that's a video I sent you that we were gonna play on this show.
Okay, but when you send me like
so that's
okay.
So I don't want to. You don't want me to send you shit. That
I didn't
we might
know that.
Play?
I didn't know that.
Well, no, you didn't, because you didn't fucking watch it.
Preference it.
I don't send you fucking cute memes. Look at how you're digging for shit that doesn't even exist.
Yeah, you're right. I'm just looking now. There is
now
none.
You're pissing me off.
I know. Sorry. I apologize.
Thank you. Look at me in the face.
Yeah.
Say sorry. Say sorry, because I'm going to say it to you.
I can't.
I'm sorry for hitting you in the face.
I can't.
So say sorry for that.
Sorry for what?
Sorry for being a... Making up shit. You fucking drama queen.
I'm sorry.
I love you. So now you're allowed to get Starbucks, by the way. Is this a new rule?
Yeah, delivered.
What's the difference if you go to the drive-thru window?
They won't let me.
No, I'm
asking. They won't let me!
I'm asking.
What?
What's the drive-thru window between a guy that delivers it?
I don't know. They won't let me.
I don't get it. Do you know what it is?
No, I just follow what they call it.
You follow the rule.
Yeah. The rules.
Now, I get not being in an enclosed space, but I think a drive-thru seems like that seems... Regardless, who's winning? Who's winning? You didn't get COVID and I did, so maybe that's your... But I also don't go to drive-thrus, ironically enough.
I don't think I will get COVID. Oh, God willing.
You won't.
Because I just don't leave the house. You don't think that I...
You won't.
You don't think that I desire to...
To get it? Do you want to get it and get it over with?
No, I have a...
Fauci said half of Americans are going to get it by the end of next year. Half of Americans will have had it by the end of next year. What's that sticker on the back of your phone?
Me and Kalila.
Oh. What is that? When is that from? Is that new?
A long time ago.
Oh.
Why?
I've never seen it. Let's just get into what...
Let's talk about the British Bake Off.
Oh my God, I love the British Bake Off.
Do you watch the show?
Are you kidding me?
Are you watching this season?
Yes.
No, be real.
I swear. And we just finished the Great British Pottery show on Netflix. Why can't I think of the name?
I watch a pottery show.
Oh my God, they make pots.
Oh, they do?
The pottering wheel.
I didn't know.
And they're,
but I don't know that one, so can we talk about the
British one? Fine, we can talk about the breaking bread too. Breaking bread.
Do you watch it, really?
Yes, we do.
Or let me ask you, because I don't know if you do. Kay. Who's in it? Like, give me a description of people that's in it.
Margot, Kaylin.
No, babe, you don't watch it. Just why don't you just be honest that you don't watch the show?
Margot, Kaylin.
There's no Margot, Kaylin in it.
The new princess.
Do you not watch it?
Of course, I don't watch that show. That's insane.
You don't watch the Great British
My sister, my sister loves it, and she got me to watch an episode or two with her when I was back home.
Yeah,
and I just don't know that I don't know if I care about watching people bake stuff. It's hard for me.
Okay.
I tried. I know people like it.
No, it's not about that. It is about baking.
That's the crux of it.
That's the foundation of it, right?
Right.
But here's why I like it. Mm. And I here's why I think it's a great show.
Tell me why.
Okay.
Tell me why I must watch the show.
Okay, because, you know, we live in a...
America.
I know where we live, right?
Well?
But she's not feeling... No. You know, you and I specifically, right? Mm. We live in this, like, kind of dark underbelly of comedy, right? We do.
Okay.
And we live, you know, like, in terms of, like... what we think about, what we talk about, you know, some of our ideals and ethics. And because we're always kind of so dark and gloomy, right, that we live in this kind of, you know what I mean, under a shroud of, you know what I mean, a shroud.
We're in the upside down.
We're in the upside down world, mm-hmm. right?
We see everything. We're in
you
the
know,
pool.
The comedy show's so dark and, you know what I mean, I've seen dark things and
yeah.
drugs and all kinds of stuff, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And when you watch the... A Great British Bake Off, right? Mm-hmm. It's the polar opposite of that. It's what sweet. It should be.
Yeah, it's happy.
Yeah. It's number one, it's a competition show where it's when somebody leaves the show.
They hug them goodbye.
There's no fucking cattiness. Like, bitch, you know what right. I mean? You should have fucking made croissants better, bitch. You know what I mean? There's none of that,
yeah,
right?
But that's a funny show, too.
I know that would be a great show, right? It's like, Tanya was... I'm so sad to see her go, and they hug, and it's really pleasant. Even the coach and I, like the judges, everyone gets together at the end,
yeah.
and they talk about it, right? But number two, it's very creative show. It's like, you know, there's the technical challenge in the middle, right? But the first challenge and the last challenge, it's up to the person.
What they decide what they
like,
want to bake.
For instance, if it's like bread week, right? Yeah. It's like, you know, we want you to make a bread shaped as, you know what I mean, colonial, make it a colonial building, right? Mm-hmm. But you can use any ingredients you want, right? And you can use any kind of bread that you want. So everyone becomes creative, right? Ooh. And it's interesting because you're like, for number one, I love bread. And I love anything yeah. baking.
Everybody right? loves bread.
Right. But I just love people's ingenuity and because there's a time crunch too, right? There's the stress of it, but it's like, it's a wholesome show, and I feel like,
I need it.
I do think you do.
Because so what I agree with you on, that I'll try it again.
Yeah.
The reason I like the pottery show.
Is there really a pottery show? Because I've never heard of one.
I swear to God,
I think you're lying.
I swear to God, it's on Netflix. I swear to God in my life.
Why would pottery be a thing?
Pottery Netflix show, British. Look, it's called The Great Pottery Throwdown. I love it. The Great Pottery Throwdown. It's on Netflix.
Okay.
In the same way that you're talking about, the reason I love it. Oh, I like it because I'm fascinated by pottery.
Uh-huh.
My therapist says I should pot.
You should pot.
I know, but that you got to buy the wheel and... And I know me, if once you're getting the pot molded just right mm-hmm. and it folds in on itself, mm. I'm losing it.
Maybe instead of like buying the most expensive Mercedes, you could have got a pottery wheel.
I didn't buy a most expensive Mercedes.
Whatever that car,
I don't even drive a
car.
Mercedes.
What is that? Benz?
That's a Kia Sorento that I drive. It's not a Mercedes. It's a Kia Sorento.
It is?
Yes.
Oh. Okay.
Okay, and that has nothing to do with I'm not going to buy a wheel, pottering wheel for my house.
Why? I'm just saying that you spend so much on other things.
What are the other things I spend on?
Take the fucking Mercedes.
It's a Kia Sorento. I don't have a Mercedes.
That's not your car then out there that I see all the time.
There are 50 cars in our parking lot.
Was it Mercedes? It's not a Mercedes.
It's a...
I got to go look at it then.
That's mine.
That's his.
Oh, you have a Mercedes?
Fancy B, underline fancy.
Oh, you have that Kia Sorento is yours?
That's mine.
Oh, well, you get a better car, but you spend money on...
I don't spend money on anything.
Okay.
Not my clothes are terrible.
That's true.
Okay.
Yes.
Andres.
But I've been
he just said yes to me.
I've been to your house.
That's... What? I buy nothing in my home.
Your house looks like... I'm sorry.
Yeah, you
a
hate
show
it.
Show place.
I know. It is. It's for a movie set. We rent it out every
no,
week.
No.
I rent it out.
Everything is, it's like a, you know, a showroom at a furniture store.
Mise en place.
It's beautiful.
Mise en
place.
You have
great conchs and ottomans.
Do you know what mise en place means?
No.
It's a culinary term. It means everything in its place.
Everything in its place.
A chef would say mise en place, meaning everything goes where it's supposed to be.
You know, I love Spielberg movies, especially when he portrays families, because that's what I think a family should look like, the living room. Like if you ever see E.T., right, everything's disheveled.
Yeah.
And there's cups and, you know what I mean? It just looks real, right?
He does middle class America.
Yeah, when I look in your place, it's like bougie.
Bougie.
Yeah.
Your house is twice the price and twice the size of mine.
Yeah, but the inside's garbage.
That's
right. Right. There's like fucking cat shit all over the fucking place.
Yeah, but you guys have fancy furniture. You have expensive stuff in your home. I don't have expensive.
My couch.
Anything.
How much was your couch?
Well, it was a gift.
So you got it for free?
No, it was a gift from someone that owns a furniture company that I know.
Yeah, how much was it?
I think it was like a couple grand. Uh-huh. And your couch was probably 20 grand.
No.
30.
22.
22 grand.
Yeah, but it's for fun, Italy. That's what they charge.
See. You are fancy. I'm not fancy.
That's what they charge, right, Jules?
How much is your bed?
My bed was
like
a Tempur-Pedic.
The bed frame. No, not the bed itself. And you don't do Tempur-Pedic.
No, I do Whatever our sponsor is.
Yeah. No. But like what's the most expensive you buy expensive stuff. The last expensive thing I bought for real, genuinely.
My thing wasn't expensive. It was hand built for the room.
So, yes, it was expensive.
No, my buddy did it. I don't know him that
well. Let me go backwards.
Yeah. Fidel. I don't know his last name.
Castro?
Yeah.
I love the Pottery Show because like the Great British Bake Off, when you lose, they're sad. They cry. The host of the show cries. He'll look at someone's pot. He'll look at this ceramic mug.
Yeah.
And he'll go, the composition's quite incredible. And look. The thinness that you've done at the base, I can tell.
Yeah,
you put something extra in there, and that's what I really appreciate about this.
Really?
He cries all the time.
Oh, it's the best.
It makes my heart glow.
Yeah.
So I love the show because I don't care about pottery really, although I'm supposed to do it to my therapist. But they root for each other, and if someone's done early, like on Chopped. If you finish your cooking, you're not going to fucking help someone cook a meal.
Yeah.
When they finish on the Pottery Show, they'll go help someone else. Put them in the thing so they dry fast.
Oh, no. That's what the British want.
That's what I'm saying. Well, these are all British people. This is British too.
Mate,
that's what British does.
Mate, you need more cumin. I've got extra cumin. Because I'll run out.
Have you got extra cumin?
Yeah. And the guy will rush and give it to him.
Yeah.
I don't know what cumin is.
Thanks for the extra cumin.
Yeah. It's like, have we talked about the Antique Roadshow on this show before?
No, but I have a story.
Yeah, me too.
Go.
So I love it when, like, you know, the appraiser gets something that's so rare, they begin to cry.
Yeah, I love that.
Oh, my God. I've studied. You know, I went to Oxford and read about the history of this ornament. Never saw it in the flesh. I cannot believe that it is in front of me right now.
How much is it worth?
$14.95. No, but they get like, you know what I mean? This China Ming Ling Dao, right? With his hands and clay, right? This is when he lost his hands during the fucking war between the monks, right? Mm-hmm. With his nubs, he carved, you know what I mean?
Wow.
The statue.
This cat?
He died.
While
carving, right? And his cousin Eddie, his cousin Eddie had to grab it from Ming's hand and put, you know, and it's like, the only thing alive, the only thing that exists.
Left from that, from me.
From that.
His cousin Eddie grabbed his hands and still shaped it while he was dead.
There was another
to
one
finish
where
the sculpture.
One guy was like, hey man, I just bought this, you know, Mexican painting at the thrift store, right? And the lady's like, where is it? Like, where do you hang it? In the garage, man.
Yeah.
It's in the garage by the tool shed.
Yeah.
That painting's $5 million.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Like, well, who's
did you? Did you ever see the one? This is the best one. Did you ever see the one of this man? Right, he had this blanket. Right.
Uh huh.
He had this blanket that was like
a throw blanket, like a
that was just in growing up in his house. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Just by the toilet, right? Right.
Yeah.
You should see it. It's really great. And when she tells him what it's worth, he begins to cry because. Dude, it's so touching. Can I just show it to you?
Let's look it up.
Oh my God, it's so touching. It's like this Navajo blanket.
Imported 1860, and it's called a Ute first phase.
A Ute?
A Ute first phase wearing blanket.
Watch, he gets emotional, the old man.
But it's Navajo made. They were made for Ute chiefs, and they were very, very valuable at the time. This is Navajo weaving in its purest form. All of these things that we see later with diamonds and all kinds of different patterns comes much later than this. This is just pure linear design. This is the beginning of Navajo.
Like, I'd wipe my ass with that. And if that was in the house. Like, I wouldn't give a fuck about that. Would you?
It looks like a rug. It looks like a bathroom mat.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. We see these. We've got a little bit of damage over there. It's made from hand-woven wool, but it's so finely done, it's like silk. Wow. It would repel water. And this here is dyed with indigo dyes. It was a very valuable dye at the time. It's an extraordinary piece of art. It's extremely rare. It is the most important thing that's come into the roadshow that I've seen. Do you have a sense at all of what you're looking at here in terms of value?
I haven't a clue.
Are you a wealthy man, Ted?
No.
Well, sir, I'm still a little nervous here, I have to tell you. On a really bad day, this textile would be worth
$350,000. $350,000?
Yeah.
For a fucking blanket?
Look at him.
Yeah. He's just, he's going to fucking die.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm fucking shit myself.
No, I used to fuck my cousin on this rug in the backyard. You know what I mean?
Yeah. 300. Yeah. What does he say here?
On a good day, it's about $500,000.
Oh, my God.
And you had no idea.
I had no idea. I just laying on the back of a chair.
Well, sir, you have a national treasure.
Wow.
A national treasure.
Gee.
When you walked in with this, I just about died. Congratulations. Congratulations.
I can't believe this.
Okay, enough of that. Two things here.
Okay.
Okay. Good for this man.
Easy.
He's going to die before he can spend any of that money.
Well, to me, I'd be like, already in my mind, right? I'm going to leave my wife.
I'm never going to talk to my kids. I'm going to move. I'm moving to Hawaii.
Cocaine, right? And hookers. Yeah. Vegas. That's what's going through.
But the other side of me, the other part of me that's like, not to sound like one of these dickheads, but it's a Native American, but and this old white guy has it.
Right. Kit Carson, though, right?
Huh?
His great-great-great-grandfather or whatever knew Kit Carson.
Yeah.
I don't know who Kit Carson is.
I don't know
who
that is either. Yeah, I don't know. We're not good with stuff like that.
But, like, what they're saying is that if they could prove that it was Kit Carson's blanket,
then it's
worth, like, triple the amount.
Really?
Yeah.
But I just think, like, how does this old white guy have, like, a Navajo Indian chief's Ute blanket? That seems, like, not nice.
Oh, you think that he stole it? Like, his ancestors
Obviously killed
the chief, and then
they passed the blanket. Let's
trade blankets, right? Right, back in the day, right? He went to an Indian, right? Let's trade blankets, right? And the Indian's like, oh, okay, right?
And you're like, mine is way warmer than yours.
Yeah. Gave him the blanket. They all died from smallpox.
And this guy gets $500,000.
He gets $500,000.
Bad person.
Yeah.
Okay, you know what? I take it back. Fuck that old guy.
Yeah.
Here, Christopher Hudson Carson, better known as Kit Carson, was an American frontiersman. He was a fur trapper, wilderness guide, Indian.
They say fur.
Yeah, fur.
Yeah.
Wilderness guide, Indian agent, and U.S. Army officer. He became a frontier legend, his own life biographies, news articles. So clearly, Kit Carson stole this or killed someone for. Maybe he was friends with the Indian because it says he was a Native American. He was an Indian agent. What does an Indian agent mean? Do you know what that is? Does that mean he?
Well, the Indians back then, right? They loved they wanted to do a lot of commercial work.
Oh, he was an agent for the pictures.
Audition for an agent.
Yeah, for the pictures.
Yeah. Back then, they probably didn't have TV, right?
They didn't have TV back then.
No.
When did TV get started?
I don't know. In the 50s, 60s.
Yeah, 1660s, 1670s. Okay, so it says Indian fighter Carson was 19 when he set off with Ewan Young's expedition Rocky Mountains. In addition to furs and the company sold to free-spirited, rugged mountain men, Carson sought action and adventure. He found what he's looking for in killing and scalping Indians. Carson probably killed and took the scalp of his first Indian. He was 19.
Yeah,
this guy, this old man that we first saw is the descendant of an Indian murderer. This is not a joyful rug story.
Yeah, but what if we had a box next to him and he just had scalps?
He's like, we had these two in the garage.
For these scalps.
So this guy obviously was not a notion about Indians softened over the years. Okay, he found himself more and more in their company as he grew older.
You have to. I think you have to.
Well, you scalp enough of them, you finally feel bad.
Yeah, yeah.
David Roberts believes his marriage to an Arapaho woman named Singing Grass softened the stern and pragmatic mountaineer's opportunism.
Wait.
He married a woman named Singing Grass.
Dude, what? You always think that there's wolves in it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like Sleepy Wolf or whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Which is Joe Biden. But or something like that, right?
Sleepy Wolf.
Sleepy Wolf. Or like, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
But Sleep, what is it? Singing Grass?
Singing Grass was his wife's name. It is Singing Grass. That sounds like what Rudy's name would be.
Yeah, Singing, no.
What would it be? Sharpie Knife?
Yeah, Sharpie, yeah.
Bloody Knife?
Yeah, something like that.
Her Bloody Knife.
Yeah.
So, oh my God. Carson had several encounters. Look at this, a Blackfoot. The group of TFP with three Indian corpses inside. The three had died of smallpox. This guy.
Yeah.
And I love how it says his, as an Indian agent, he saw to those under his watch were treated with honesty and fairness. So we know that's not true, mm-hmm. by the way. Like that's like a slave owner being like, I was nice to my slaves. Such bullshit. The historian David Roberts said his marriage to his Singing Grass softened the stern and pragmatic mountaineers. So he married a fucking a Native American woman, and only then was he like, that ain't so bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, these are, this guy clearly left his family and gave it to this guy, someone very important thing, and now they're all dead, and now
yours would be Yelling Spear.
Yelling Spear?
Yeah.
Yelling Spear?
Something like that. Yeah.
Yelling Sun.
Yelling Sun.
Yelling Sun.
Yelling Sun. What's and, mine?
Sleepy Panda. You would be, everybody liked it in the house.
Yeah, they did.
Well, it'd have to be something with sleep. You would be, well, okay, Singing Grass is pretty.
Lazy.
No, sleepy, because it has to be a, like, sleepy or tired or restful. Restful. You know what? You're like a tired nugget. You're like a nugget of
tired
a person.
Tired nugget.
Tired nugget. Sleepy. Sleepy nugget.
Sleepy nugget.
So sleepy nugget.
Sleepy nugget.
Screamy sun or yelly sun.
Yeah. Yelling sun.
Yelling sun.
Yeah. Bloody knife.
Bloody knife. And what's Andres?
Fancy bean. You already have it.
Stays the same?
Yeah. There's another antique roadshow that I have to tell you
about.
Oh,
wait, let me tell you real fast. I sat next to a guy on the plane. We were traveling somewhere. He's like, where are you going? I usually avoid it, but he was a nice guy. And I said, oh, I'm a stand-up. I'm actually going to wherever, St. Louis. I said, what do you do? And he goes, I'm on the Antiques Roadshow. He's one of the presenters.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, no shit.
Yeah.
And rudely, and I felt bad afterwards, but I said, that's still on? And I didn't mean it like...
Oh, it's going stronger than ever.
I know,
friend.
But I didn't mean it like... I just meant like, where is it? I haven't seen it in years except on the internet. He's like, yeah, it is. And he was very cool, and we had a conversation. I said, what's the craziest story that you've ever seen? And I think it's on YouTube. We can look for it. A man was a World War II veteran, this man right here. Mm-hmm. So the 1960 GMT Master Rolex.
I've seen this one.
He goes. He said to me, it was the craziest thing, and he was at this.
This old man right here. He kept the receipts and all the boxes and stuff.
He was in Germany.
Yeah.
A friend of a friend said
he bought one for his dad and himself.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
He's exactly right.
All of these.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And he goes, the army captain said.
Yeah.
Make sure you buy a Rolex when we're there because they're going to be worth money
and
someday.
Back then, he was an army guy like that would make $150 a month.
I think it's got to be less than
less
that.
Less than that.
Yeah.
And the watches were so expensive. To me, I'd be like, no,
I'm
going to
eat. Rolex
GMT. Look at this guy.
Master that I bought.
The GMT Master.
Ago.
He's got
Where
all the receipts.
Yeah.
I bought it in Germany in Zweibrücken.
Zweibrücken, Germany. Wait, dude. They showed the receipt at the beginning there.
Yeah.
$230 is what he paid for the Rolex.
Yeah, but he didn't make a lot. And so to me, I'm like, this guy.
Look at that.
Look at that thing. Still working.
Yeah.
Back to stage.
Let me show you. Let me get to the part when they tell him the price, because they go through all this.
He gets emotional.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
it's actually probably the sweetest thing I've ever seen in my life. So look at that. He paid $230 for it. So the Rolex itself was $104. One of them was $104. The one that he gave his dad was $120. And then they bought a neck chain for $1.60 and two pornographic films, each for $1.95 that ended up being $3.
The original Two Girls, One Cup.
Yeah. And this was in Zweibrücken, Germany. And none other than Hitler himself sold him the watch.
Yeah.
J. Hitler, that was his name. Yeah. People don't know that. It wasn't Adolf. It was Julius Hitler. Yeah. Adolf was his middle name. So he tells him what he paid. He tells him what it's worth. Hold on, let's get to it.
Yeah.
He tells him, he does this thing. Oh, you've got all the right stuff. You've got all the Nazi paperwork.
Yeah.
He's like, I got it. And it's even, he's still got the stamp here. Maybe this is it right here.
Dollars.
He just said it right.
$5,000 would be worth today between $35,000 and $45,000. But this watch is worth much more because you saved the box and all the paperwork for it easily today. It's $65,000 to $75,000 in the market. Wow. Probably more than a month's pay in the military right now.
Wow. I had no idea.
Look at he's getting emotional here. So sweet.
I'm speechless. If you would have told me $1,500, I would have been happy.
That's great. There's one little one I want to show you.
But can I tell you something about this that I learned afterwards?
He was a molesting.
Yes.
He molested people.
No. That watch was a Ute Navajo chief's watch. And he stole it.
Yeah.
What's the other one?
So the other one was this lady.
Yeah.
I guess her grandmother or great-grandmother, right, had a boarding house. And she boarded, like, the first professional baseball team. But they were just kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
This guy Spalding, you know, the Spalding Empire.
The company that makes
balls. Yeah, the Wright brother, like, some
Wright. The Wright brothers did planes.
Well, whoever.
They could have been baseball players,
too. Just watch it. But it's like, and they stayed at this house. So she has the original baseball cards, the very first ones.
What?
Yeah. You should see how much
what,
it is.
What is it? 18th Roadshow baseball cards?
Yeah. Original, yeah.
There it is. It's got to be one of the top ones.
It's that one.
It's got to be. It's that one.
Back in 1871, my great-great-grandmother had a boarding house in Boston, and she housed the Boston baseball team. Most of them had come from Cincinnati Red Stockings and were among the first to be paid to play baseball.
Do you know what they were paid in those days, the first professional teams?
Well, I know the Cincinnati Reds, the first
Wait, push pause for a second. This is when the appraiser gets emotional, too.
This is what's good about old white people. This is the one good...
What?
That they've got so much, like, fun little knick-knacky tidbits, you know? This is fun.
Yeah.
This is fun. I mean,
this is fun.
I mean, they're terrible. Some of them are really bad people, and they hate you.
No.
She hates you.
No, this one, no. These types of white women?
Yeah.
Love me. They ask me if I read.
Because they don't think you can?
No. One time I was at I was in Columbus, Ohio.
Uh-huh.
And I was at a bookstore. Right? And I was really depressed. So I bought like a Deepak Chopra book.
Yeah.
I was so depressed. I was about to kill myself. And I was sitting on the curb and I was just opening it up, right? And reading. Mm-hmm. And this old lady comes, just like her.
Mm-hmm.
Young man! I go, what? What? Am I not supposed to be sitting here? I always get defensive.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you get nervous.
I stood up. I was like, "What the?" I'm sorry. I put the cigarette out. You know what I mean? You read? I go, "Yeah, I just, you know what I mean." It's like, "Oh, I'm so glad the youth are reading books because that's what I was raised with, reading books." You know what I mean?
Oh,
I just
sweet.
Read, you know, "Sun Also Rises" by Hemingway. Just again, you know, what a great. Have you read that book? Right?
You've never read.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
Right. And we just had this conversation about reading.
Because people don't read.
No, but that's what I love about old white ladies like this.
Some of them.
They talk about yarning.
Because if you were down in Little Rock, it'd have been, young man.
Yeah.
And you'd have gone, oh, sorry, I gotta.
Yeah.
She goes, what are you doing here, fella?
All right.
What are you doing here, little Chinese fella?
But the ending of this, guess how much those are.
So hold on.
Guess how much they are.
Well, I want to hear what she says they got paid.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the Cincinnati Reds, the first $9,300 I read was the entire payroll for the baseball team at that time.
$9,300 for the whole team?
The whole team.
For a whole year.
Yeah, that's $5 a person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's see.
Now, all these cards went to your great-grandfather. That's how he got them, and they got handed down to you?
They all look like that.
Apparently, he collected them, and he... unfortunately, cut them down to fit this little album, so they're all...
Whoa, look at Harry Schaefer was blind. That man is blind.
Yeah.
God, that's wild. David S. Bergstahl.
Slightly askew. And the thing that's special, in addition to the
that's the look where he looks at immigrant get in the cage.
And they all have a get in the cage. And signed it.
Okay, let's see how much this is worth. It says it at the end usually, right?
Mm-hmm. Talking she about gets emotional.
The precursor to the National and American Leagues. So, that all said, you're going to keep them in the family, right?
I want to. Yes.
Okay. Now I'm going to value this as an archive. Everything here. If you're going to insure it.
Insurance, okay.
I would insure it for at least $1 million.
Are you serious? Oh, my. Holy smokes.
It is the greatest archive I have ever had at the roadshow.
Really? Holy smokes. Guess I better put it in a bank vault.
This is very funny. And yes, I am going down this path, but it is always funny. The old white people have the same reaction. Like, Antique Roadshow would be so better if it was a black show.
Oh, it would have been like
the best.
They would have wiped as soon what they. It would have been already in a box in the car.
No, just
driving away.
The reactions would be so much better. She goes. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
If it was like an old black lady and they were like, yeah, these are worth it. She's like, oh shit.
I know.
It would have been so much more fun to watch someone like lose their shit.
You would see somebody flipping in the background, just doing flips. You know what I mean?
It's $1 million, and she goes, oh my.
Oh my.
Well,
put it in a bank vault.
Yeah. What?
Sell it.
Sell it. You're gonna die soon.
Yeah.
That is insane.
Cocaine, prostitutes, like the other guy.
That's the first thing that the first. Honestly, though, let's think about it like this: you move out of your house now, okay? And you don't even know that when they're clearing it out, there's stuff in there from the previous owners, and they find something like you're redoing that when you're fixing the house,
yeah.
Which is my dream. My dream is like they rip a wall and they're like, "Hey, there's a painting in here," and you take it, and they're like, "Dude, this is worth $2 to $3 million."
Oh my god!
What's your literal first thing you're doing right away? Bobby, this is worth $2 million, this painting.
Jules, Kalila, get out. No. It would just be like...
Would you give them money? Would you right away... Would your first thought be like, I'm going to break... No, nothing. Right. Okay, smart.
No, not a dime they would get. We'd take it a vacation, though.
Where?
Anywhere they would want. I would say, just anywhere you guys want to go, let's go.
Would you do like private?
What do you mean?
Would you fly private or you still do commercial?
First class, but for commercial. Yeah.
Right, still commercial.
Yeah.
I have a dream of winning a lot of money.
Yeah.
And flying my whole family private somewhere, but me being on another plane.
Yeah.
Like putting them on one and then putting me on one.
Well, I used to do that. A girl broke up with me kind of because when we would fly, she would be in the coach.
You would put her in coach? You're such a dick.
Yeah, and the best is when your girlfriend, you're in first class and they have to walk by.
I know.
It's my favorite.
Why would you put her in coach?
Because I think the couple of times that did, they only had one first class, but a bunch of coach.
What about the other times?
What?
What about the other times you did it?
No, those are the only couple times I've done it.
Oh, they only had one first class seat.
Yeah, I only had one. Like, it's either sit in coach with my girl, and I would look at her, and I go, her name was Christine, and I'd go, I'm just going to get the one first class. And she'd be like, what?
You don't even need the extra leg room.
I know, I just need it.
Why? Luxury?
Yeah.
But you never offered it to her?
There was only one available.
Correct. Between you and her, you never offered it to her once?
Is she on stage performing? I don't think she is.
Oh, shit. Okay, let's cut to right now.
Yeah.
Kalila and you. You're flying to New York. It's a long flight.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Lee.
In this situation,
Mr. Lee, we're going to refund you. I'm at the desk. Mm-hmm. Mr. Lee, look, we are so embarrassed, but we've overbooked. We have one ticket in first class.
Yeah.
The other one is in the 38th row by the bathroom. And it's actually bathroom, two babies. And on the other side is broken seat, and that's the jumper seat for the flight attendant. So those two seats, what would you like us to do?
Oh,
it's the only flight we got to New York. This is it. So,
well, what I would immediately do is go into a false routine.
Okay.
In terms of like, I would faint... sickness.
Right. Mr. Lee, we've seen this before. We need you to
pick
the seat.
No, to Kalila.
Oh.
I don't feel good. She'd be like, what do you mean? I don't know. I think I need my medication.
Oh, let's get your meds.
Yeah. Where is it? Oh, yeah, still. Yeah, you know, you could take it, sweetie.
Oh, you'd say that?
Yeah, to her, but I would also faint.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So you'd put
yeah,
it on.
Yeah, right. I would put on, like, oh, I feel dizzy.
And she's like, no, no, you go ahead.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then do you say?
Yeah, yeah, okay. Like, right away. Right?
No, are you sure? None of that?
No, 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 no.
Really?
I would offer it to her first.
Yeah.
Right. And then, you know what I mean? Faint sickness of some sort. And then when she gave it back to me, I would take it right away.
Bobby.
What would you do?
If me and the old lady were flying somewhere?
Yeah.
And they had two, I would let her sit in the first class.
And that's what I offered it.
No.
I would offer it first.
But you knew you were playing the game to get out of it.
What? You have to, you have to fight for your right. Okay?
You have to fight for your right to take first class?
No. You have to do it in a chivalrous way.
Right.
Because I'm chivalrous. I'm a man.
You are chivalrous.
Yeah, yeah. And so I would have to put up that front.
Sure.
Right? But I also have to, you know what I mean, play the card. I had to play my card, too. Play my hand.
Right.
Right?
Because you're like, I'm a performer. I need the rest. You're doing that thing.
Even if we're going on a regular vacation.
But right? Just to go rest more.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, because there's no harm in that.
I agree.
Right?
By the way,
I'm giving you the option.
Maybe she doesn't even care. Some people
don't. She does care.
She cares.
Yeah.
Do your feet touch the ground when you're all the way back in a seat? I see your feet like swinging like a little kid on a toilet. Have you ever flown private? Be real.
No. But
never? You know who else hasn't?
Who?
Me.
Yeah. I refuse to do it.
No. If somebody else offers it to me, I would do it.
No, I don't. No, because Buddy Holly.
What happened?
He died.
He died?
Yeah, yeah. Buddy Holly and Richie Valens died in the Big Hopper.
Who else died private?
In a private plane?
Mm-hmm.
JFK.
No, that's not.
Junior.
Yes, that one did. Yeah.
Yeah, JFK.
The other one got his head fell off.
Well, half of it was there. Otis, you ever think about that?
I talked about this the other day for some reason. She's scooping his head back into his.
I mean, I what would you. That, to me, once that happened.
As someone who plays Warzone,
yeah.
Did you ever watch the footage and be like, that's a good shot? Kill shot. Headshot.
Yeah, yeah.
That's insanely far.
It's insane.
It's crazy. I mean, there was two shooters.
Yeah,
for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah. But just imagine scooping
your loved one's head.
Yeah. Like, imagine scooping Kalila's head back into her brain, right? And then after that, it's like, that's it. That's it. Life is completely dark.
I mean, how could you be anything else? I mean, I don't know. If you see the... Are you laughing?
No.
Yeah, yeah. Why are you laughing?
Oh, my God.
It's dark.
She doesn't even know. Do you know who JFK was?
The president?
He was.
No,
the
archaeologist.
He was the archaeologist. He was the most famous American archaeologist. Do you know what we're talking about? He got shot. You know that, right? His head got shot and killed. And
yeah. Can I see the video?
Oh, my goodness. Are you being fucking weird?
Yeah, yeah, I'm curious.
Do you know what you want to show? You know, it's probably not on YouTube. Do you know what you need to show her is the Zapruder film?
Yeah.
You know what that is? Do you know about any of this stuff? There's conspiracy that JFK was, two separate gunshots. Here's the Zapruder film there. You got to watch the whole thing. I can't really scan through
the whole thing.
Yeah, no. Yeah, yeah. Well, this is a kind of an example of, look at the bullet goes through, down and away, down and away. Mm. You need to really watch, this is the shot. Look at how beautiful that shot was.
Yeah, that his head got shot in that car.
In that car right there next to his wife.
It happened in Houston, Dallas, right?
In
Dallas?
Why do I want... I thought Dallas, then you said Houston, and I thought I was wrong.
Yeah, I think Dallas.
Dallas.
Was Dallas, right, Fancy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And...
It's the saddest... It was so
right
sad.
Right there, they're having a great time. Yeah, maybe 3 minutes after that, it was the worst time.
You ever think about what's the last thing he said right before he got shot?
Yeah.
It's hot out here.
Yeah, it's hot out here.
Oh,
how long is this ride?
These Italian suits. You know, what if he said something racist right before he got shot?
Yeah.
He's like, these guinea wops can't make a suit for shit.
Right. Wow.
You need to watch that. You need to do your research about that. You'll find out some crazy stuff, and you'll be getting to conspiracy depths.
A little dark. Really
very dark. I want to end this on a happy note. Mm. I'm serious.
Yeah.
I love that we can talk and laugh and then apologize for our mistakes.
Yeah.
And it means a lot to me.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I hit you in this.
It still hurts.
Bob. I said I'm sorry.
I'm just being real.
And genuinely, I love you.
And I love you too. But
and
it's
I'm sorry.
Throbbing pain.
But look at me. I'm sorry.
You're welcome.
No.
No. I'm
you don't
sorry
say
too.
You're welcome. To,
how do you
don't
say it?
You just say
I hear it.
You can say thanks.
Heary, heary.
Thanks.
Thank you.
You mean a lot to me.
Yeah.
Hey, hey.
Shut up.
Turn the music down. Look at me real fast. I love you.
I love you too.
Okay.
Thank you for being a bad friend.